Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Shall I read the assignment from yesterday?
Yes, please.
The snowflakes fall, each in their proper place. Today, be open to the possibility that you, like the snowflakes, are in the perfect place always. Record this quote and listen 5 times throughout the day. After each listen, record your experience of being in the proper place at the proper time.
So counter to what those voices want us to believe, isn't it?
So counter. In fact, they have to have a conversation about it in order to prove otherwise.
Yes. Pointing out what's wrong with this and what's wrong with you and what's wrong with them and what's wrong with me.
Mm-hmm. All right. So here's our first caller. You are now
Thank you.
On the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Dana from Fairbanks, Alaska.
Well, hello, Dana.
Hello. How are you guys?
Sherry,
we seem
good.
I know the problem.
Wicked echo.
See if this is any better. I just moved the speakers. Is that better?
Let's see. Nope. Are you on a computer or are you on a speakerphone?
I'm on a computer.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work, Dana.
Is that because I'm on the computer?
You know,
yes,
I don't know.
I believe there are speakers that are echoing back to the computer.
Okay, I could call back another time on my telephone.
I think that's going to be our best shot.
Okay, thanks.
Lovely hearing your voice.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Ah, technology. Is it something? Anyway, we don't need to solve that now. Okay, who's next?
Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. This is Chris in Asheville.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Hi. Well, I had a great time.
What's going on? Just moving
about on the planet, imagining I was that snowflake in the proper place at all times. And it's just great fun to do that. And as I'm wandering around, just settling in amongst all of the other snowflakes, and there we all are in our proper places. So very fun.
Yes. Go ahead. Well, it just reminds me of that I think we could say true statement that is so hard to get from a conditioned mind perspective, that everything, even though, as Wei Ning said from the beginning, no thing is. But if we, in our world of form, everything is the center of the universe. And it's that same notion of all these snowflakes being in the perfect place, in the proper place, each one the very center of the entire universe.
Yeah. Well, that seems really true. That in every center has equal importance.
Yes, exactly. Which is I think the real place that conditioned mind doesn't want us to consider.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was really looking at if there were some kind of a logical argument about not being in a proper place at the proper time, what would it be? And, of course, conditioned mind has no response for that. And I couldn't see anything anywhere to the contrary about any of it, you know, other than, like you all just said, other than a voice that might be saying, you don't belong, or all of those kinds of machinations that conditioning goes through. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, that can't be right. That can't be it. No, because what about that, and what about that? And,
yeah.
Well, what if that?
Yeah. Yeah. And then it was kind of fun to do combinations and permutations on, the right person, wrong person, right place, wrong place. And so on the top is right person, right place. And even in that place, it seems like conditioning would agree that I'm in the proper place. But it's a place that's short lived. It has a very short half life, and then there's being the right person in the wrong place or the wrong person in the right place, which feels to me like the place that conditioning really wants to have us. It's that place of, you know, you're almost there. You're almost the person that you should be. You're very close. You just need to put a little more effort into it. I'm sure this next effort is going to get it, and so you better get after it.
Yeah. And I like that point of view that you're the right person in the right. If there's that, oh, this is great, and here it comes. Well,
yeah.
Well, but, yeah.
Yeah, so one gets to belong in that way, but it's such a short period of time, and there's no rhyme or reason to how you get there other than conditioned mind being frantic about it, I guess, something like that. And,
yeah.
And then there's, of course, the wrong person in the wrong place, which then not only do you not belong, it's hopeless that you ever will.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah. You are the wrong person. It's just wrong. It's just all wrong.
It's just wrong. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Although you don't get to stay there either, because there's
no.
a way in which that could be kind of relaxing. Okay, well, I might as well just quit trying, which could conceivably lead a person to, so, you know, why don't I just enjoy myself? I mean, it's hopeless. I'm hopeless. It's never going to work. So why not just eat ice cream?
Yeah.
but we're not allowed that, because right behind the you're the wrong person in the wrong place at the wrong time comes, well, but, you know, if you and we're back on the same treadmill.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there was along with that, there was a something I was reading not too long ago. It was one of these psychological studies. And they had asked people how much they had changed over the last 10 years. And people they could really talk about it. They could say, wow, I've changed in this way, this way, this way. They could really see how much they had changed. And then they were asked, so in 10 years, how much will you change? And invariably the answer was, I'll be about like I am now, except, I don't think they use these words, but except slightly improved.
Uh-huh.
So it's like totally ignoring all that experience of change in favor of that conditioned interpretation that I'm almost to the point of belonging. I'm almost in that proper place. And and still on the treadmill.
Yeah. Wow, that's fascinating. And what dropped in as you were describing that is conventional wisdom, boy, talk about something that needs quotes, is that people don't change. You know, we hear that just as a blanket statement.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people don't change. People don't really change. And the investment in believing something like that when the evidence to the contrary is just,
yeah,
extraordinary. If you just stop for a second, well, of course, my favorite at that point is if you just look in the mirror, we have lots of evidence that people change. But, of course, then conditioned mind would say, well, yeah, but that's physically. I mean, I'm talking about who you are as a person, Okay, well, let's, as the study presented, let's go back decade by decade and just look at where we were in our lives and then try to convince ourselves that change doesn't happen. And then, as you're pointing at, well, then what might be possible going forward? If I could change that much from then to now, whoa, what do I want to take on over these next 10 minutes, 10 months, 10 years?
And that
exciting.
Chances are whatever the self-improvement program is supposed to result in, you know, the faith that that's going to get me where I want to go is certainly misplaced, but it does distract the attention or take the attention away from the ways that I have changed and, like you say, the possibilities that there are to, you know, to move towards unconditional love.
Oh, yeah. What do I want to accomplish now? On Open Air, we were talking with Justin about an ambition to be present in each moment throughout the workday. Okay, why not? That's certainly as good a thing as any. We know anything is possible because look at what's already happened to us. Why not that?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Why not that?
All right. Well, thank you, Chris. Perfect. That's very fun.
Thank you. Take care. Bye bye.
So happy.
Indeed.
Thanks, Chris. You know, Sherry, I just love that conversation because it for so many reasons. Primarily because if you ask the identity whether it's going to change or not, it's probably going to say no because it can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And doesn't want to.
It doesn't want to. And that, you know, life is always changing in every moment. And we just go along for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
But that conditioned process that seems to assess and judge only allows for possibility of change that serves it. Right.
Yes. You know, Ashwini, I love that phrase, go along for the ride, because that's what I saw in that is being a little kid and sitting in the back seat of the car and going along for the ride. And because you're not that one of those stressed adults in the front seat, you know, you can just be doing whatever it is that you're doing, playing with toys or games or looking out the window or counting red cars or whatever it is that you do. And you're just going along with the ride and just enjoying being alive and whatever is happening there. And that's what's possible for us. You know, all this extraordinary show is being put on for us. And we can just go along for the ride.
And what Chris said was chilling, right? Because the karma is solidifying over time if we let it, right? Because it's taking that shape of a harder and harder position of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And to be engaged in a spiritual practice, which is dismantling that ossification, if you will, and opening us to be that joyous reinvention in every moment, or creation in every moment.
Yeah, unfolding.
Unfolding,
Yeah.
So that we can have all experiences uniquely in every moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do. Well, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hey, this is Lori calling from Asheville.
Hi.
Wow.
Did you say Marie?
Lori.
Huh?
Lori.
Oh,
yeah.
Lori. Oh, well, Asheville is rocking this morning, this afternoon.
I'm not excited that we got to do this. Two people in the same place. Wow, I love these conversations. And I was having a similar experience yesterday with the perfection of moment to moment and any thought that would want to take that away that says, well, this isn't, what about, this is kind of, you know, it's cold and wet and it's not perfect, and then just going, wow, this is another expression of it, was really, it's been really fun to have that experience
and to continue to be having that experience. I'm excited about that. And I just back to this practice of having our daily phone calls is just remarkable in how it has supported practice so beautifully.
Well, yes, and it tells us something really critical, doesn't it? So we all know as awareness practice practitioners that we need to attend to practice. We do. We all know that. In fact, yeah. The entire world knows now that we need to be in the present moment. And, you know, your credit card company and your vacation plans and everything are dependent upon you being sure to be present in the moment. And so that's very clear. And then we do something like this, like the get together every day and bring conscious, compassionate awareness to our lives and to what's important to us. And it deepens our commitment to pay attention. We have assignments throughout the day and all this stuff. And it becomes really clear that committing to practice and prioritizing practice is the deal. And it makes a tremendous difference in our lives. It doesn't just make a little difference, right? It's a tremendous difference.
Wow, it's everything. It's everything. And there's something I wanted to go back to actually from the call yesterday, because there was a point when you were talking, Sherry, about, you know, we call in whether we know that we have anything to say or not. And it's so curious because I've called in, you know, to lots of this, and I've been active for a long time. And yet when I first got on a call, I just felt a little surge of, I don't know whether it was nervous or something. And then I think, well, what is it that would keep us from doing the call? And even if I feel that sensation, so what? It's just another part of it. And and it's just grateful that you keep reminding us to do it. It's like, okay, oh, this is how it feels right now. That's okay.
I mean,
actually,
all that
better
is
than okay.
So important. Go ahead. I'm just excited.
I am too. It's like, I can call up and I can say, I feel a little nervous, or, oh, I don't even feel nervous now because I want to talk about something else. And it doesn't matter. I mean, it's just what matters is that we're connecting and that we're practicing. So there's that part.
About a critical thing to realize. That process that you just described is what controls people's lives. Okay, so there are sensations in the body. We look to conditioned mind. We get a label. It's a, quote, negative label. And so that means X, Y, Z. Don't call. Don't speak. Don't show up. Don't, right? And, I mean, we are just, it's like I just had an image of one of those little sheepdogs, you know, running around nipping at the sheep's heels to keep the herd together and going in the same direction. That's like for human beings. And what you just said is so important. So there are those sensations. Let's be curious about those. Let's not assume that means anything. Let's not assume that means what the label says it means. Let's not assume that even if that label is accurate, it means anything about me, what I should do, how I should be, how I should feel. My God, the freedom in that.
It's so much fun, really.
It's way more fun. So watching that, if people will watch that just right there, there's the sensation and then the whoop to conditioned mind for what's that? The information comes back, well, you're nervous, which means you can't say anything, right? And then we're there watching it occurs to us to ask why. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just love not believing anything that the voices say. You know, it's because then I don't – everything is a surprise. And then it's once again back to the perfect moment. It's like, oh, wow, I love this particular perfect moment. Or, wow, this isn't very much fun, and how can I do it? You know, or whatever it is. It's just invitation after invitation to notice what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah. And like even with I'm not having fun. You're bringing that curiosity to, how is that happening?
how's it happening, or what would be fun here? How did you, it's just all of it. It's an invitation that life is saying, be here, and then see what happens. Yeah. And one other thing I did want to say, because it was so meaningful to me yesterday, the conversation about the pony. I just love that conversation, and I'm thinking about, because my dog is having difficulty, and she has an injury, and I'm tending to her, and then I was thinking she's not progressing, and then that conversation was, well, I don't even know what that means, and why does there have to be some label about this means progress and this means it's better? What about just being here in unconditional love? And it's opened my heart so much to being with my dog, you know, hearing about the pony and remembering that we can come back to unconditional love in all circumstances. So I really got that.
Yeah. And that's so important too, Lori, because one of these days we're going to not be progressing.
Right. Exactly.
Right? And your dog will too. I mean, one of you, you know, will outlive the other. And so the progress will end, the conditioned mind progress. And so way better for us to get now. It's not about any of that. It's just about being in unconditional love now.
That's it.
Because
the
it's
label
always got.
Is gone. The label is gone.
Yes.
It doesn't have anything to do with progress or living or dying or anything. It's just, this is what's next. Yeah. No label.
Yeah.
Thank you so
beautiful.
Much.
Thank you, Lori.
Deeply grateful. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Lori. That is so important for all of us to get, right, Sherry, that it's going back to that last conversation that the only option we have is to go along for the ride.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, just to go along for the ride. Because as people are pointing out, the ride is beautiful. Yeah, and when we're here in that attitude of mind of gratitude and curiosity, you know, what now? And whatever it is unfolds into unconditional love, that's a good life.
Yes, absolutely. Sorry, Sherry, I'm having a moment of technical difficulty in unmuting our last caller. So,
all right.
Give me one second. Okay, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Janet from New Hampshire.
Well, hello, Janet.
Hi, I'm hoping I'm not echoing.
No, you're not. You sound like you're in a bit of an echo chamber, but you're not echoing, so that's good.
All right, good. I loved this assignment, and what I noticed was that every time I would hear the recording and I would just stop and look around, it was so joyful. I mean, it was no matter what it was, and it was so cool to see how the process of how conditioning would start to slip in with two messages, either this shouldn't be happening or this should be happening. You know, like this shouldn't be happening, or in other words, something else should be happening instead.
There's something wrong.
It came after the initial just joy. It was so amazing. It's like every time it was like, it was almost like it was set to a clockwork or something, a timer.
It is, Janet. It is. It is. What you're seeing, and Ashwini will be able to help me with this, but in one of our recent books, we talked about exactly that there you are. You're aware, you're paying attention, you're present. Boom, boom, boom. Right behind it comes no. Whatever form of no. In this case, it's this shouldn't be happening. And it takes that long for conditioned minds no to catch up with what life has just unfolded.
Unbelievable. And every time that went, I listened, it was, there was, I was just in joy with whatever it was. You know, just right there, there was nothing else. It was pretty spectacular to have it laid out that profoundly.
Yes, and what you also got to see, and everybody else who's going to practice with this today, what you got to see is if you weren't there paying attention, what you would have been guided by conditioned mind to attend to is its conversation. You would have just gone right over the joy, right? And the attention would have been on conditioned mind and its assessment. And at the end of the day, it would have told you that, you know, it wasn't that great a day. There was that and that, and that shouldn't have happened. That shouldn't have, and you didn't, and they didn't, and but you were there.
Yeah.
And you saw what actually happened.
Yeah, and it goes very along with what you were just saying. It was like I was on the ride. You know, before she came in and said, wait a minute, you don't want to be on this ride, or this is the wrong ride, or whatever, you know. It was like,
yes,
I was just riding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Joy. In joy, right?
Yeah.
Enjoying, right?
Yes.
Which is the experience of being present with life. And
yeah,
then comes the assessment. Wow.
Yeah, the assessment.
Big, isn't it?
The assessment was really, it was very, I loved having that specific, that one sentence that we were listening to, you know, and then just, yeah, it was great. It was great to
yes,
see that.
Yes.
And now, you know, it just adds more like the experience of it. It's just like, wow, you know, so really be looking. And as you said, yeah, of course, I'm unconscious a lot of the time. And I'm on to that tail end of shouldn't or should.
Yes.
You know, without the joy. So.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. And of course, the most important thing about this for all of us, and I know everybody's doing it, but it's my job to, we have to record those things and listen to them often. Because the next thing that conditioned mind is going to want to do is get you to forget that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, it first of all, it'll drop in to do something like that every day. Set the alarm. Set the alarm for 5 times. Set the alarm for 10 times. No, you've done that. And, you know, you're not having the same experience. We don't want to do that. Because in these calls, I mean, what people are getting are profound principles of how life works. What happens to us, what we see in these various circumstances. And we need to not cling to it. We need to remind ourselves to keep coming back to that. So as we go along with the recordings, we are adding to our stockpile of awarenesses that continue to bring us back to the same experience that you were just describing.
Yeah.
And we can't let conditioned mind close that over, because that's what it's always trying to do. Close that door. Forget about that. Get involved. So years ago, because I was at the monastery where I trained, and I had just gotten out, and somebody that I knew wanted to train in a monastery. And it was not an easy thing to have a yes to that request. And so I, you know, talked with her, talked with my teacher, so it's all lined up. She's going to go into the monastery. She gets a puppy. I said, how is this going to be a good fit? Right? You're getting ready to go into the monastery and you've decided to get a puppy? Okay? Are you tracking that with me?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's kind of like the woman who broke her foot and couldn't meditate. It's the unconscious choices that we make listening to conditioned mind. So
right,
when we have these big openings, the first thing conditioning is going to do is try to get us engaged in something really bad, or something really good, okay? Because we'll get all involved in that, and we will forget what we have realized about our lives. So we don't want to fall for that. And the recording and the commitment to listen to the recordings regularly is our best chance of not falling into that trap.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for you, for me, for all of us.
Yeah,
we need to keep that one at the front of our awareness.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Janet.
Love this so much. So much, yeah.
It's the best.
I can tell you it's the best. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
I just love that. You know, Sherry, this drops in how insight, intuition, enjoy, right? That's all, all those principles of how it works, how life works are when we're in it. And that movement into how it doesn't work, how it's not to be, is that conditioned process. And it's all a negation of being in, right?
Here, there, and out.
Yes, and it's an obfuscation. It prevents us from being in what we are.
Yes, exactly. And that the exciting thing about what's happening for us as a Sangha right now is that we're getting to see the principles of this over and over and over as different people express that I'm here and this is what I saw about how it works. You know, then we can look for that. We can each look for that. Yeah. The language, the process, the various processes, it's exciting.
Yeah, and even that word in is intelligent, right? That's what it is, and that conditioned process, it was in I don't want to, I don't feel like it, that the three nanoseconds later where something comes in to get the attention on taking what is and converting it into what's not, right? That's the function of the conditioned process. It has to take what is. It has to work on what is, and being opposed to it is how it maintains itself.
Yeah, reacting against. So as you say that, we must change the spelling of enjoy.
I guess so.
We're required to. Yeah.
Yes.
Because enjoy does not present the same clarity that enjoy does. Right? And that's what people are describing, being present in life and realizing that we are in joy when that's happening. And then, as you point out, what comes in afterwards to react to that is conditioned mind to take us out of joy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's such a subtle way of knowing without knowing what separation feels like, right? Because it is a process of separation from in to out.
That's how we become. We become the illusion of separation from life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which actually brings us beautifully to our next quote.
Good. What is it?
Nothing can bring you peace but yourself. We often hear in practice, we will use everything in our experience to see how we cause ourselves to suffer, how suffering happens, so we can drop that and end suffering. Suffering is not caused by what happens, but by how we react to what happens. The same is true for peace. Peace is what's there when we stop doing everything else. Today, let go everything that is being allowed to come between you and peace. Take a break from all concern, worry, striving, and effort. Ah, peace. Record and listen.
That's so good. And conditioned mind would say, I have a really busy day. I'm sorry. I don't have time for this. But it says take a moment. Isn't that what it said? Take a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're not saying, you know, find a beach and lie on it all day today. Take a moment. Just as people were describing. Just that reminder to come back, drop everything, and realize what's there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Can't wait to hear from folks tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Go happy. Go happy.